When my two daughters were young, I was on a mission of self-discovery. For hours each week I meditated, journaled, and read many books. I was seeking a higher spiritual path and somehow managed to keep my role as a parent separate from this interior search. I saw my kids not as part of the search, but an obstacle to it. They required such a tremendous amount of time and energy. How could I raise my level of consciousness with these needy little ones tugging at my energy? I just didn't get it. Not until a little baby boy came along to teach his mother an important lesson about selfishness and sacredness. My youngest daughter was nearly two when I learned that I was pregnant again. I was distraught. My career as a writer and a speaker was finally lifting off, and I wanted to focus my energies there. Not only that, but my marriage was not going well. Everything in me resisted having this child. Feeling lost and without options, I just tried to deny that there was a baby growing inside of me. I wore big blousy dresses when speaking to groups to hide my growing belly, and when I went into labor, I felt only deep relief that this pregnancy was, at last, nearly over. Soon my life would be back to normal, and I could get back to seeking the answers to big questions. The labor was easy and quick. I delivered an 8-pound baby boy and was making plans to hightail it out of the hospital and get back to my real life. Then, that evening, the doctor came into my room unexpectedly, sat down by my bed, and said, "Your son is having some problems." I still remember that heart-stopping, time-stopping moment. What kind of problems? The doctor explained that his blood was unable to form the platelets needed for clotting. "An extremely rare condition," he said. "We don't know what's causing it. We've put him in the intensive care unit." At that moment in time, the most amazing miracle happened. Suddenly, all of my grand goals went sliding away like an empty sled down a snowy slope. I leaned forward and said, "Where is my son?" I still get chills remembering the way those words formed in my mouth, "my son." Some fierce and alert part of me was suddenly, instantly, and powerfully wide awake. Over the next few days, my son underwent strenuous tests. He had a needle stuck in his head and was continually prodded and pricked. Because his blood wasn't clotting, the smallest pinprick trickled for hours. All of his toes and fingers were blue and bleeding. On his tiny back were 8 bruises shaped like fingertips from where the doctor had assisted his birth. My heart felt bruised, as if every wound inflicted on my son was inflicted on my soul. I became a lioness, growling and scratching at every procedure, closing my baby in my room whenever possible to protect him from these terrible invasions. I moved instantly from seeking spiritual enlightenment to a kind of animal behavior that made me want to lick Thomas's skin and curl him back into the crevices of my body. I forgot everything outside those 4 walls. For 5 days, I spent every possible moment with my son laid across the top of my body. Something wonderful happened during those 5 days. A self-centered and indifferent mother fell in love with her newborn infant. For hours, I stroked his back with feathery fingertips, sang him love songs, told him stories about the world. I whispered in his ear about rivers and lakes, about the sun and moon and stars above, and about his place in the world, and what a wonderful place it was. The rushing pace of my whole life slowed to stillness. Nothing, and I mean nothing, mattered but that my baby boy gain his strength and his health. All my goals to find consciousness and spiritual attainment popped like the filmy bubbles that they were. Finally, the doctor consulted with a hematologist in Denver, and the diagnosis drove me even more deeply into rethinking the true path of my life. The hematologist explained that the antibodies in my baby's system that were destroying his white blood cells had come from my body. While deeply relieved to hear that the condition would repair itself as my antibodies were cleansed from his system, I was forced to face a certain ugly truth about myself. I never talked to the doctors about this, but I believe that my careless and immature resistance to the pregnancy had endangered my son. The universe, in cahoots with my infant son, had stepped in to teach me an important lesson about what was spiritual and what was simply ego gone wild. What a difficult truth to see, the truth of my own selfish desires. If Thomas's birth had been completely free of problems, I would have wheeled out of that hospital within 22 hours, new baby in tow, and hopped right back on the fast track. I think the greater forces sent Thomas to teach me something important, that there is no greater spiritual or sacred path than that of a parent. I have never forgotten the lesson. And last Thursday, Thomas and his wife Erica gave birth to their first child, a son. I can't wait to meet Jack Allen Christofferson, and I thank the stars above that I learned a tough lesson about humility and true love.